there is a lot of open space in Washtenaw County, much of it land that will be preserved forever. This is Lisa Berry bringing you the story of a local environmental activist who has worked several decades to preserve our green spaces and whose efforts may have been hidden in plain sight. If you listen carefully, you can hear what inspired Berry Lonick to become a self-described earth defender. Lonick is a local conservationist and environmentalist who has devoted his life to preserving nature.
That calling was inside me, and I think it's inside all of us, frankly. It's whether or not we recognize it and respond to it. People in urban environments, you know, don't have those opportunities oftentimes, even with great parks and so forth around. It's just different to be in a really much more wild area like this, away from the sounds of the world, the modern industrial world anyway.
Berry Lonick first discovered the quiet and freedom that can come from nature as a teenager, riding his bike to spend time by a river a few miles away from his Oakland County home. Today we're at the Burns Stokes County Preserve on Zeeb Road in Scio Township near the city of Dexter. This is some of the over 7,000 acres of land and over 100 properties Lonick has helped to protect.
It's very satisfying. I'm very proud of that and feel like it's something that, you know, has really contributed to the community.
As we walk through wild growing skunk cabbage, vibrant trout lilies, and remnants of our water-powered past, Berry proudly notes there are 5 publicly funded land preservation programs available in our community.
Washtenaw County, through the Parks Department, has the Natural Area Preservation Program, which works on farmland and natural area preservation. This is a natural area within the county park system. The city of Ann Arbor has its Greenbelt Program, which can spend money outside of the city limits in the surrounding townships. And then Scio, Webster, and Ann Arbor all have their own dedicated millages. There's nothing like that anywhere else in Michigan, and not for a long ways.
Lonick, who lives in Dexter Township, puts his passion for nature to work with his company, Treemore Ecology and Land Services Incorporated. He says he's proud to be called a tree hugger.
My nickname is actually Treemore, which is the name of my business also. And my high school friends still call me Tree from back in the day. So it's like I'm hugging myself, right?
He says he's also proud to share the sustainability efforts he's put into place by growing food outside his home.
25-something different crops, I think, off my property. I have a few perennials like horseradish and asparagus and raspberries and grapes. And then I plant a lot of other stuff.
Lonick's other passion is live music, and he shares that with the community by having local musicians play in his home and in the 1880s-era barn on his property.
You know, I've got a barn that people come and play in, and the last couple of years I've been hosting house concerts at my place and selling tickets for it and having, you know, just the most amazing people come through.
Lonick recently hosted a concert with Michigan musician May Erlewine that sold out twice.
I tell people afterwards, I spend half of the time flying, like, oh my God, this is the most wonderful thing in the world, and half the time crying because it's so beautiful.
Berry Lonick, hidden in plain sight, has devoted his life to preserving the nature and history that has given him a strong sense of peace and freedom. He hopes that others in our community can find those same feelings he enjoys every day. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.